Hey, this is Jared Leone from downtown Asheville, North Carolina.
This is Radio 870-XML from the Courtyard Gallery in downtown Asheville, North Carolina.
I'm having trip giveaways each week at Rivers Resort in the New River Garden, Wild Wild West Virginia.
Thank God it's Thursday.
All material on this podcast is the sole property of the artists who performed it or wrote it and may not be used without written permission. If you do, we will have you drawn in quarter.
Go away! Hey, stop joking around.
Welcome, folks. Welcome, welcome to the True Home Open Mic and Podcast. We do this every Thursday right here at the Courtyard Gallery at 9 Walnut Street in beautiful downtown Asheville, North Carolina. For you folks listening at home on the podcast, stay tuned a little bit later on. We're going to be giving away five tickets for two people to take a rafting trip down the river and have lunch and a beer afterwards, courtesy of the Rivers Resort. And we'll give you the information to email us to win those tickets a little bit later on, so keep listening. Going to announce this a bunch of times, but tomorrow night we're having a poetry and music potluck at my friend Ash's house. It bounced around a couple times and ended up at her house because her place is bigger than mine. But we have a friend coming from St. Louis who used to live in Asheville and come to all the open mics, and she's a phenomenal poet and a really, really great soul. So I tried to throw together an evening for her to perform at, and I couldn't find a venue, so we're just going to do a house party instead, and you are all invited. It's at 20 Highland Street, which is over in the Green Life Grocery neighborhood. If you need directions, let me know. We're going to do that tomorrow starting at 7. It's a vegan potluck, and it'll sort of take on a little bit of an open mic vibe. We'll just take turns getting up and playing music and reading poetry. And we'll do some more announcements a little bit later on, but before we get any further, let's give a big round of applause to Carlos and the Courtyard Gallery for having us here every Thursday. Greatly appreciate all the wonderful things that Mr. Carlos and this gallery do for the local art and music scene. Invaluable service to the community.
You can find this person on MySpace at myspace.com/ToneberryMusic, TONBERRY Music. And we love him. We've had him here a few times and we're glad to see him back. So let's give a warm round of applause to Mr. Danny West.
Good evening. Wow.
everybody. Let's give a warm round of applause to Mary Sparks.
Back in St. Louis, all I could think about was moving back to Asheville. So I've been here for 3 weeks, and it's very cool. Thank you.
All right, everybody, let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Danny Ness.
I think the wind has calmed down a little bit.
But yes, I am doctor, and I know prescribe very good medicine to you, because I am doctor and I am very knowledgeable in the medical philosophies of the entire human body, because I am very well known in the medical fields and the various positions of, well, I was talking to a guy earlier today, and he sounded just like a dictionary. You all are sure are terrible, terribly cute.
So we're going to take a bit of scientific material, and we're going to transform a bit of scientific material into something slightly less than fathomable from the human mind, and we're going to remove the existential residue from the oasis. And the oasis was burning, but the oasis was on fire. The oasis was on fire. How could the oasis be on fire? The oasis was made of water. It was oxymoron. It was backwards, and it was inconstrusively invisible to me, yet I was walking towards it and never getting there, walking towards it and never getting there, walking towards it and never getting there. Finally, I figured out that I wasn't. Are we still walking? Are we still walking? Are we walking there? Is it getting closer? Are we getting closer? Or is it getting farther away? It's a mystery to me. It's unbelievable. Is this currently, we are in the desert, and it was, there's blustering winds all around us, and we were chasing mad dogs and wolves and wolves and wolves and tons of vagabonds were strewed out on the street, and we were all going, hey man, it's happy time, go go lucky, man, make love, no war, push comes to shove, and the next thing you know, next thing comes love, and we were pushing and diving, and moving all around very quickly. It was all very heading very fast, it was like a chess piece move, left, right, and then you see, the end was near, it was very close, but so close that you couldn't remember, and that's why I didn't turn in my homework this morning, and so I can draft you up an essay quickly, and I will do a little tongue-in-cheek happy, yeah. So the story started with yes, and it was yes and no, both at the same time. We're doing a little bit of happy and then sad, and then this was something that I thought up, and it was creatively the regiment for an individual must be very strong and very diligent in the pursuits that they encounter. And the predicament here, there was one. This thing is... This, No, it's okay. I'm just joking around. I'm not getting weirded out by the mic. It's on mic fade. And it's an obscure to me or, something I don't understand or am not familiar with, or the sounds of vocal and talking and speaking is like I think what we're gonna do is here is something a little bit we like to know as we're going to do something Mr. So-and-so was doing such and such, and we awarded him with something or another, and I think you get what I'm saying. We were doing this particular movement, there was action involved, and I think you understand what we're saying. I think you might know of, well, you know what's really fun? Nothing's fun, alright? Nothing's fun! Everything's hard, everything's really
You have to just do it, and you have to keep doing it, and then it's done. And then it's just like that, it's done. It's like, what's fun? Nothing, all right? Nothing. Nothing. N-O-T. N-O-T-H-N-A-N-I-G. You know the picture. Get the picture. Get the picture, and then it's ripped apart, and it's... Change. I'm gonna do a little sleight of hand trick now. Because I'm very good at sleight of hand. And as you can see, I don't have a right arm. But if you look closely, which I hope none of you do, you will see that it is well hidden underneath my sleeve. And by sleeve, I mean connected to the torso family. And to torso family, I mean connected to the stomach family, which some of you might be insecure about, like myself. But, oh, what is he talking about? He's talking like if he was, he was saying something and then he messed up what he was saying, but he tried to keep going on, and he was dodging punches, and, but it was, I think the whole object, the whole flat-out sphere of the globe is just completely fascinating to me, and I'd like to go on for hours on talking about the globe and its shape and its distortions and its many different layers. And I'd like to talk about that for a very long time because I think that would be very interesting for the entire community to know about. And since we are on planet Earth, and here in the... I mean, I didn't hear anybody saying, go Earth, or, planet. I heard, silence is a virtue, and masochism is not a crime, and if you were to expand, okay, I think this is just way over everybody's head. That's what I'm thinking here. Because if you were to... See what I'm saying? If you were to... Yeah, you get what I mean? You see, if you were to... I think you get my point. I think you... That's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to get it out in a special type of way. I just have this very special molecular different pieces. And thank you, and then thank you, and draw it out like that, and just say, how happy could you be, thank you, I like little something that goes vroom, yes, I like little motorcycle, I like little bikes, and then, I like nice plates and things like that, and I like tons of different types of things, and I just keep going on and on, and I saw these different things that I like, and it's just lovely bubblies, If I could be inside that picture right there, and painting from the outside, inside the picture, painting each prism on my eyeball, and painting with two hands at the same time, and making it go together, it would be a picture in my brain, and I'd be looking out at art constantly, and it'd just be art bombarded in my brain, and I would just be like, art, and it would be so smart. Smart art, or dumb art. Okay, dumb art. Dumb art. Oh, tramp art. Tramp art. You can trample on art. Trampled art is nothing but a piece of art trampled on and thoroughly just embedded into the ground and eventually turning into dust and crumbled up pieces of paper and various objects. Pieces. Grease. Lightning. Develops. When you spray it, it spreads out over a plane. And a plane was flying over the head at the same time. It was too weird, really. It was like grease lightning all over the table. But the plane was up there, and I knew it was with me. And I was saying, yeah, man, this is all together. And it's completely, oh, yeah, I can see it. No, piece, oh, this is good. Okay, this is good. No, that's bad. No, that's bad. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. It's great. How are you doing? Great? Oh, good. Oh, you're doing great. Oh, you're doing great. doing good? Oh, I guess good. You're doing bad? You're doing bad? Oh, you're doing bad. Oh, how's that like to be bad? Last year's people are doing very good, and you're doing very bad. So, I don't really know what that's like to be very bad. So, I know what it would like to be doing very good, but it's not very good to be bad. And the residual leftover mounts up into material things, and it's just everywhere at the same time. I think you mean...
So, my objective this evening was comedy, but
it didn't go quite well.
Let's give it up for Danny Ness one more time. Definitely one of my all-time favorite open mic performers. For real. Sometimes when I see you do that, I'm just like, I just want to kind of do that all the time. It would just feel so good. Nobody else has to understand me, just the crazy people will. And people have known me for a long time. Sometimes I do it, but just not all the time. That would be crazy. And then when you just stopped and you were like, totally normal, that would weird people out. All right. Robin, are you all set? I'm so psyched. We have four people on the list, and two of them are comedians. It's like a rarity for us. All right, folks, let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Robin Ryder.
Hello, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right, no complaints.
I like the mohawk.
Thank you, I appreciate that, Jared. Cool, you're a vegan, right? For the environment? Not? Vegetarian?
Not really. No.
For the environment?
Am I for the environment?
Yeah, as opposed to being against, yeah.
Yeah, I like you.
Styrofoam cups, motherfucker. It's on you. Blaming you. Hey, Kim. Is that Mandy there? Is this your new boy toy?
Yeah.
Mandy's a fighter, by the way.
She
gets in fights. She was telling me about a couple
Win
weeks.
Fights.
That's what the net, yeah, she wins fights. She doesn't get in the fights, she finishes them.
Yeah.
You what? Awesome. I really dug it. That was really cool. You do that? Do people heckle you when you do that, though?
No, I don't. I haven't experienced that.
Okay. That was the longest. That was a long response. I understand that. Everywhere I go, people fucking, you know, they don't shut up. But you guys are right. So, the other day, I called a woman a cunt, and. The rules were not allowed to say that because, you know, that's, to women, that's like the worst word, right? I mean, how do you feel about that? Because you're a woman.
Don't care for the word.
Exactly. That's actually how most of them respond. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, don't care for it. Like, yeah, you know. Well, let me tell you what happened, right? I'm in the neighborhood. I'm stopped at a stop to go to make a left turn, right? And there's a big red sign and a line, so I'm behind the line that's designated for me. This lady in Mercedes is pulling, trying to go past me, right? She's pulling way too close. So what does she do? She stops and waits for me to back up. Now it's like, well, you're the Mercedes. I'm driving a piece of crap. You should care more about your car than I care about mine. And then I thought, well, you know, I can't really afford, you know, paint scrape on her car. So I called her. Well, here's how I said it, you know. Well, you're a cunt, you know. Here's how I said it. I went, oh, fuck, cunt, you know. Because she couldn't hear it, the window was up. But here's the thing, though, ladies. You and you, being the only ladies. You have the vaginas. You know what? You have something that men will always need more, so it's like, no matter what, you're a cunt. Like, yeah? You're not getting this. Well, damn it, she's right. I'm not. She's got me there. I'm screwed. She knew it all along, too. And you women know it. That's what women's intuition is. I assume. I don't know. I don't have women's intuition, so I don't know. I can only assume. And you should not make assumptions, because you'll make an ass out of you and dumption. But on the bad word note, there's a guy I work with, and the other day I called him a pussy. I was like, pussy? And he's like, yeah, you are what you eat. That can't be right, because I'm not macaroni and cheese. I'm not vegetable medley. Broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, yum. I thought, well, maybe, you know, it's like, I don't want to be a pussy. It's like, eat it, yay, delicious, you know, let's go, all day. But I wouldn't want to be one, you know, all like, time of the month, and you know. That would just be inconvenient, you know. Oh, Robin can't come and work. Oh, is it that time of the month again? That pussy, always walking around doing his once a month thing that I don't even want to hear about it because I'm a man. And I have a problem. Okay, Robin, good, go home. You know, I can't have you serving my tables when you're doing that everywhere. Whatever it is you claim that you do. I didn't know they had tampons that large for Robin. He's 5'11". That's a very large tampon. That one was for me, guys. Fuck you guys, I don't care. That was for me, I like that. I'm taking that one home. So has anyone here ever been cheated on? Awesome, perfect relationships, everyone, just not me.
I was just going to say, probably, but not that I know of.
Probably, but not that you know of. Well, see, that's the weird thing about cheating. It's like, you cheat, it's like, do I say something, or do I never say something? So I'm always lying, but they don't know I'm lying. There's the dichotomy of it. But here's the thing, if you're going to tell, tell right away. Because if you wait like 2 years, and you know, you're at dinner one night, oh, by the way, you're going to think this is funny. Remember a couple years ago, on spring break? Then that whole 2 years is a lie, where if you wait like 24 hours, you're like, look, I got to tell you something. Or it just came up, then it's like, you know, that's your best chance. That's your best chance to salivate for a salvage relationship. But I was thinking about it because I've been cheated on 3 times, and I think that that's worse than like if someone dies. Because when someone dies, you're like, you know, oh, if I could just go back to yesterday when they were here, you know? When someone cheats on you, it's like, if I could just go back to yesterday before they told me. Well, they still fucking cheated on me. I just didn't know. Yesterday, I was a dumbass. Today, I'm just hurt, you know? Oh. And it's like, oh, man. Maybe if they commit suicide, maybe that would be worse. And, you know, that's a worse kind of dying. Because, like, wow, they really hated themselves, you know? They just, like, they had to die. They hated themselves, and they hated life, and they had to, no. Cheating's worse, because, like, if they kill themselves, like, they hate themselves, but they cheat on you, well, they fucking hate you. My life is great. Except for you, Robin. You can get out of the picture. The first girl that cheated on me, actually, she moved to Florida and moved in with the guy, right? And then, like, a month later, she comes back, and she's like, I want to get back together with you. Well, now we can't, because you fucking had sex with him. And, I mean, yeah, maybe that's not a bit. She's like, we did it 7 times in one day. How do I know? She told me. Oh, that's real logic. And it's like, she wouldn't have sex with me 1 time in 7 days. I don't even shit and piss 7 times in a day. Even when I've been drinking, I won't piss that much. And the second girl, we had like different needs, right? Like she needed more time and attention from me than I was able to give. I needed her to not fuck my best friend. Yeah, big stretch, right? So that didn't work. Obby. And the third girl, it was the same thing. She went to Florida. What the fuck? And my best friend, the second girl cheated on me with, is from Jacksonville, and now he lives in Orlando. And the first girl cheated on me, moved to Jacksonville with that guy. And the third girl cheated on me with the guy in Orlando. Fuck Florida! You know, people, no, I don't like Florida. Nice beaches. Yeah, fuck them. That's all I got to say. No punchline, just fuck him, man. So, I just had a bunch of crap I wanted to talk about. So, I was at work and I turned my buddy Luke and said, Luke, can I borrow your pen? Borrow your pen? Did I say that with an accent? May I borrow your pen, sir? I asked him if I could borrow his pen. He's like, by all means. Really? By all means? Is that necessary? I think, like, okay, I'll, like, you know, shit in some sour milk and, like, throw it at him. That's, like, that's all means. But then, and that takes time, too, because you got to sour up milk. You can't speed that up. Just let it sit there in the sun, you know? Maybe I'm not feeling the good shits that day, you know? Because, you know, like, maybe I'm not, like, a meat and potatoes kind of guy. That, yeah, you know, some Rocky in there, you know? Or vegetarians. I assume that they poop like pellets? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm very balanced. You know, I got vegetables. I eat a good amount of fiber. I eat oats. Oats are good. What was I talking about initially? Yeah, fuck. Oh, yeah, the pen. Yeah. Yeah, he let me use it. Told him. I've already done the bank. I like this one, so I'm going to do it. I gotta work at a bank, man, because they get, like, every holiday off. Like, you go, oh, it's closed. What? Boxing Day? What is Boxing Day? Well, there you go, guys. Awesome. No one thought that was going to be. My girlfriend was at a vending machine. She's like, Coke or Diet Coke? Coke or Diet Coke? She's like, what do you think, Robin? Fat or cancer? Cancer. No one gives you sympathy when you're fat.
Whoa, look at Tubby over there. You ought to switch to
Diet Coke.
You ought to switch to cancer cola. Maybe it'll cancer the fat and take care of two birds, one stone. You know what I'm saying? We have to remove your tumor. It's in your blubber. Wow, that chemotherapy. That's a really good diet plan. Did you see Gary? He's lost so much weight. I gotta get cancer. I, you know, Christmas season, you know, just passed. I put in the holiday pounds. Hey, you started smoking. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, lose weight. The old fashioned one. I hope no one here has known anyone, because I've never really known anybody to have cancer, died of cancer, so if I sound insensitive. Sorry, if I sound insensitive, I'm sorry. That's how I meant to express. Sorry. Does anyone have MySpace? Because I don't want to talk about it if no one has it.
I do.
Yes, rock! You go, Jared. Did you have MySpace? You're smart. Don't start. It's like heroin, you know. You gotta start checking it every day. I get requests for like porn people, like that don't exist. They're just porn. It's like, ooh, who's Savannah? Why is she sending me a friend request? Like, single, cancer, doesn't want kids. Oh, it's porn. Even worse than the porn requests are like the ones they don't even have a picture. It's like, who's Bob? Click on his account. Free iPod. Come on, fake it with a picture, you know. Put a picture of a puppy up there and let me think, you know. Oh, cool, puppy's an iPod, my favorite thing. And then, you know, maybe I'll stop unlistening. Yeah. Don't you hate it when, like, traffic just slows down for, like, an hour? You're like, God, what's holding this up? There must be a 10-car pileup. And you come up to it, it's a box in the road. Yeah, it sure was a box in the road. You guys don't have to agree, but okay. You know what's keeping me from getting a job? Drug tests. I love quitting a job after you put in your 2 weeks' notice, because you don't care about shit. You're like, hey, Robin, your leg's on fire. Psh, I ain't gonna be here. Ain't my problem. Has anyone ever hit a deer with a car? You hope to? Damn, I'll tell you what, every week we'll come back and whoever hits the buck with the most antlers wins. Sweet! So, you know what I've learned really fucks up your car more than a deer? A pony. Yeah, I'm driving through Stockbridge and a pink pony had tassels at his feet and the stars were glittering out the backside of it and it had small wings and fucking, you know, had a little girl on with curly golden locks, fucking hold of my car. Welcome. Welcome to the Courtyard Gallery.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. My name is Robin. I'll be your entertainer for the evening. Yeah. Actually, that's going to be Jared. He's hosting this. And I'm just... You know, I go to the Dribblator before here, and they stare at me for the duration of most of my performance. And I tell you what, that's why I love coming here, because it's always something original and... Will you guys laugh? You know? I'm like a stray dog, you know? You feed me, I'm coming back. You laugh at my jokes. And the worst is because I feel it's a more family environment, so I gotta like clean it up. Like, so I call this guy at work a sissy. He's like, yeah, you are what you eat. And then it's like, you can't really, you gotta explain that. It's like, well, I mean, like, you know, think of sissy, but wussy? You follow me? And no one cares to follow. And then someone else gets up and tells a really, you know, heartfelt poem about life and death. Like, crap, man. And I'm up there talking about poop. That never works. I like welcoming people, you know, against their will. Like, oh, you're welcome. I didn't thank you. Sure, apology accepted. Because there's nothing you can do about that. I didn't thank you. You're still welcome. It doesn't matter. Take that home and chew it. Sprinkle into breakfast cereal. It's delicious and nutritious. So who do you think the first guy was to, like, you know, look at sewage and go, we got to turn that into drinking water. There's so much potential here, you know. And that trial and error, you know, it's like, what is, all right, maybe if I add water and calcium, you know, how do you go about that? I guess you'd have to study feces for a long time first, like, let's see what's in this. And when he finally gets, he's like, I got it, guys, I got it, try it. You know, it's like, oh, no, you drink it up, you know. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be the first guy to, like, you know, test drive that car. Maybe for my own poop. Like, you know what, I'll get a bucket. I'll take it home, I'll bring it back, you can try my own stuff, and then I'll try the drinking water of me, you know? But if I were that first sewage guy, I'd be like, okay, sure. But then I go home and I switch buckets, like, here's your drinking water, what do you think? This is really delicious. I was parched a moment ago, now I feel refreshed. Aha, you drank my shit, bitch. All on that. I wish I shat Coke. That way, the world could eat my shit, son of a bitch. I think I was drunk when I came up with that one, to be honest. It's like, I gotta write this down. And I don't even know if I wrote it down correctly, because I was drunk. Who knows? How you doing? I dug the dulcimer thing. That was, you know, that was awesome. It's like if wood made music, that's what it would sound like. I mean, not quite literally, because I know the instrument made out of wood, but, you know, if wood had sound, would you still hear it? I don't know what I'm talking about. I wrote a sign language, but I'm not quite sure what that means. Okay, how about this? I'm going to go with me. I hope. You know those people that, like, you know, when someone's talking, someone sits there and they sign? They're not deaf. That means they had to go all the way out of the way to learn this extra language. Not even like learning like Russian or Chinese or like, hey, I'm going to go to that place where I can practice this. You speak or you sign?
No.
I gathered by this meant literally. What does this mean? Some lady was doing that in a restaurant and I was like, what does that mean? You want a large steak? Because if you learn a foreign language, go to that country. But you can't go anywhere like, oh, there's a deaf person. You can't tell by looking at them. I mean, blind, you kind of have a chance, you know, because they got the glasses and the or a dog, you know? Why did you learn un poquito sign of the lengua? You don't know? Just one day, like, I gotta learn sign language.
Yeah.
Like, on my to-do list, let's see. Yeah. Got up, did some crunches, signed a little bit, took a shower. Possibly. Man. All right, this is my last thing, and then I'll stop wasting your time. I'm in college now. I just finished up my finals. That's why I wasn't here last week or 2 weeks. You learn a lot about yourself when you attend college. I learned I procrastinate. It's like, man, I've got a month to write this paper. And then the next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. That paper's due tomorrow. It's like, why? Like, yesterday, you know, I'm thinking about it. It's like, what have I done with all my time? Yesterday, I took a 45-minute shower. That's it. Just took a shower for 45 minutes, you know. I was sitting down in the tub, you know. If I close my eyes, it feels like warm rain. You know? I got out, I got a Q-tip. I'm cleaning my belly button. I wonder what I can find. I think the only cool time it would be to procrastinate is if I were governor. I would like bust in right before someone gets executed and be like, oh, by the way, John, you're pardoned. Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to do that like 6 months ago. This whole time you've been sitting on death row sweating every night?
My bad, dude. Want to go get some coffee?
Well, I think that's about all I've got tonight. I want to thank you guys very much. You guys are fucking awesome. I love you guys. You guys fucking rock. Thank you very much. My name's Rob, and I'll see you guys next week.
Which mic was this? Is it?
Let's hear it for Robin Ryder one more time. A tip on the MySpace thing, start a music page. No more iPods, no more porn requests.
Do you know how, we'll ask you a minute.
I had a personal page and I was like, okay, this is creeping me out. I'm going to go back to just the music page because nobody ever sends me these weird requests at my music page. All right. Well, that was actually the end of our list, unless anybody... okay, people at home listening to the podcast, we'll give away those rafting trip tickets now. The first 5 people to email us at purplecoca@aol.com, that's purplecoca @aol.com, will receive 1 of 5 gift certificates. Each gift certificate is good for 2 people to take a rafting trip down the river and have lunch and a beer afterwards, all courtesy of Rivers Resort, who runs the New River and the Gali River. So give us an email at purplecoca@aol.com. I had to tell Carlos to make an easier email for that. we appreciate Rivers Resort for doing that. They've been giving us 5 passes to give away every week for months and months now, and each of those is worth about $250. So we appreciate them hooking us up. We're selling tree-hugging treats in the gallery now. Best candy bars in the world. Go check them out. They're on the back table.
Folks, let's give a warm welcome to Mr. James Hambry.
After that hippie joke, I don't That's bad, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, bad's good. I think I'll do a gospel song. I usually like to do one of those once in a while. False accused and there condemned.
words of truth today were plain from the lips of the king. In this man I found no reason he should die, but the mother teared to cry, let him out of crucified. The man who wore the scarlet
want to come up? Sweet, I stole Robin's beverage.
Well, I'll do another little ditch thing and see if anybody else wanders in, and then we'll make it an early night if not.
This is
weird. What's that?
I love the new one.
Thanks. Her name is Luna. She rocks my world. Yeah, Luna, like the moon.
What'd you say her name was?
Luna, like the moon. Because she has 8 moonstones set down her length. Yeah. Moonflowers? That's actually, somebody else said that afterwards. They were like, oh, the flowers look like moonflowers, and there's moonstones set all down.
The last of 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 the Thanks for coming out, everybody, to the Courtyard Gallery True Home Open Mic Podcast. Thank you, folks at home, for tuning in. We'll have some information on the podcast soon, because it's been a little bit since we've gotten that together, and there's a little bit of a switchover happening. So, all right. It's good to see you.
Crawling to the earth. Thank you.